boys. It is Teamless Tuesday. We'll get through the first four games. We'll pick up the last four games a little bit later on. But Fletch, you open the batting for round 20. It is the Roosters taking on the Parramatta Eels for what cup?
Yeah, no, well, they're playing for the Paul Mayer's medal. And so Joey Manu will go under the wing to replace Matt Ikavalu. J-Moz is back in the team after getting a reprieve, along with, very interesting here, Adam Kieran is into the centres. So Manu on the wing. Don't know whether they'll start like that. Siwa Takiaho is back after being named on the bench. And for the Eels, Tom Opacek is back after being rested in round 19. So there you go.
There you go. By the way, I think it is, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure it's the Jack Gibson Cup officially.
Yes,
so the great
be.
Jack there, of course. We're just having a bit of fun with our team lineups. When we go to the next game, which is the Tigers take on the Warriors, I was uncertain whether to go the Wade McKinnon Cup, the Richard Villasani Cup, the John Simon Cup, the Robbie Mears Cup. I'm going to settle on the Johnny Carlaw Cup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the
one of the all-time greats.
One of the greats, Johnny Carlaw. As far as team news is concerned here, for the Tigers, the major out, Seafarth, of course, is out. Garner and McKaylee, they are out. A few kids coming into the side. And for the Warriors, well, we know that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is out. Adam Fanua Blake is out. Chad Townsend is out. Armour, Murchie, Lodge. Their halves, Peter Hicku and Sean O'Sullivan. There you go. Ooh. They get Jermaine Tanoa-Brown back. We move on to the next game, and we're just skipping through these. It is the Broncos taking on the Cowboys. Gibbo?
I think this was a pretty easy one. Scott Minto, yeah. Aiden Shield, for sure. Yep. Jakey Granville played for both clubs. Yep. He'll be playing at fullback again for the Cowboys.
But named at fullback.
Yeah, it's interesting from Todd Payton, but the Broncos, they've got pretty much a similar side to last week. Tommy Flegler is suspended, so that brings TC Rabadi will be back for the Bronx. For the Cowboys, as I said, Jake Granville will play fullback. It's interesting because Dejan Arcee, he's been thereabouts, but he's again named on the reserves bench for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I can't understand that. Righto, Brooksy, we move on to the Dragons take on the Rabbitohs. I see there's a big change in the back line for the Dragons, but who are they playing for?
Yeah, there is. Mine's obviously Wollongong, Illawarra fan. Mine's a Steeler and Rabbitoh. 156 games for the Steelers, 46 for the Rabbitohs. It's Brett Rodwell in his Madison headgear.
Yes.
Cup.
Brettie Rodwell.
He played for South.
Yeah. 46 games, 98, 99.
Wow.
Remember One Origin did his knee, scoring a try.
Wow.
Never seen again at Origin. He was a great centre. Anyway, to the game, a lot of changes for the Dragons due to, obviously, the barbecue gate. We've got Tyrell Sloan at fullback, so he's back there. Corey Norman's in the centres. The halves are still Sullivan and Hunt from last week. The big news for the Rabbitohs is Cam Murray is out with accepted one-game ban for a crusher tackle charge. So coming in for him at 13 is Jai Arrow. Two players that have played for both teams, Damien Cook and Tyrell Fuimaono, are starting for their respective clubs.
I'm sceptical too whether Cody Walker plays after getting injured last week. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Knights take on the Raiders. I had a quick glance down the team sheet. Oh, I need to think about this too, the Knights versus the Raiders. As far as the cups, I'm taking nominations. I was most concerned to see whether Mitchell Pearce is playing because I believe that the Knights are about to go on a run. This is a massive game, the Knights taking on the Canberra Raiders. Now, as far as Mitchell Pearce, he is there, number 21. Does that mean he's playing?
Absolutely.
Fletch?
If he's in the squad,
yeah.
I think so. Yep, definitely.
You can see that happening, can't you? Yeah,
Bradman Best back?
Bradman Best is back.
Okay.
He's
well,
back.
Now it's starting there.
He's back. And as far as the Canberra Raiders are concerned, Jack Whiten back for them. And so too, Papali'i to start the match. So it's going to be a massive game. The Raiders taking on the Knights. I'll have to come back to you with a cup. I overlooked that. But in the meantime, we move on to your game, Fletch. Oh, the blockbuster. The Storm taking on the Panthers.
The blockbuster, yeah. The Richie Faioso
yes.
Cup. And as expected, Munster, yeah. Finucane and Kafusi have all returned.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Grant is named in the 21. So similar to Mitchell Pearce, you're naming this kid, you would think he would play. Nico, we spoke earlier. He's at fullback with Ryan Pappenhausen on the bench. Panthers, well, they've got a few out. Robert Jennings comes onto the wing. Obviously, Brian To'o is out with an ankle. Tyrone May, he's also out for a month after doing his MCL. So Burton goes to 5'8", and Jerome in the halves. Isaiah Yeo, head knock. And no James Fisher-Harris. This is going to be a huge effort.
Oh, massive effort.
For Penrith, if they can get within
20.
Within, yeah.
Well, this is statement o'clock, isn't it? No Cleary, No Fisher Harris. No Yo. No To'o. No chance.
Nah. 14.5.
They'll be all over that. Yeah. They've been flogging sides of Melbourne Storm. By the way, though, the Penrith Panthers, they're yet to lose against a top six
Dazza
side.
The Dragons come with the
Thank
beauty.
Thank you very much, Dazza. I was almost going to default to the Joseph Tarpany Cup, which he'd be playing for himself. But you've come to the rescue, Dazza Dragon, the Ben Kennedy Cup there.
And the next one underneath. The Dane Tills Cup.
Oh, the Dane Tills Cup.
That's a good one.
Good on you, Dazza. Good on you, Dazzler. We move on to the Brooksy man now, and it is the Bulldogs taking on the Titans, 2 p.m. at Cbus Super Stadium.
So I'm going to do a player and a coach here. I couldn't think of a player that played for both teams, but this guy won a Clive Churchill for the Bulldogs and is now assistant coach at the Titans. Jimmy Dimmick, Shield. I'm making this one. So Doggies, Titans, 2 o'clock.
Daniel Conn?
Yes.
Yes. Daniel Conn.
The Daniel Conn Cup. Yes. He's got on to good-looking rooster.
PT?
Heavy PT, lot of mental health. He's good. He's big in that
Advocate.
Space. No, he's big in that space.
Right. Mm. So Adam Elliott is a massive inclusion for the Bulldogs. He's going to be in the back row. Luke Thompson is at a judicial hearing this week. So he's spot in the sides pending that, obviously. He's been named in the front row. Siamana Fanai, who was on with Chrissy Warren on the app today. So Chrissy Warren's doing a show while Maddie White's doing a show. You can catch him on the Kezzy app during the day, 9 till 3. He had him on. He's going to be in the 17. Kyle Flanagan gets another chance in the halves. So he is joining Jake Avarillo. So Lockie Lewis is now in the reserves, number 19.
Wow.
Titans. After their huge win against the Dragons, centre Patrick Herbert is going to be suspended for 2 games unless he wins his judiciary hearing.
Appeal.
Yeah, appeal. That's it. How's that not out? Eason Masters into the centres.
Roy.
So we've seen him bounce around since his Tigers. He was at the Tigers. He was at the Cowboys. And now he's down at the Titans. So he's trying to tick off all three. He's going to have a trophy named after him pretty soon. And also, Ash Taylor Sexton halves. That went well.
He went good.
Toby Sexton.
Mate, I'm calling him Sexy Legs. Sex on legs, Sexton is very good.
Yeah. And Dave Fafita, who was on the bench in the Dragons win, is now back in the starting lineup. That is some forward pass.
Just on this, last week you had Tommy Burgess on.
Yep.
Scored a double. The week before, we had Jay Wallace on. Scored a double. So if you're an NRL player and you're in the front row and you haven't crashed over the white line yet.
2 pies.
Now, don't know two. If you're on the nudie run, call up.
You know where to come.
We'll get you over the line.
That's what we do.
We'll get the line on the line. You know what that is? Yeah. The late, great Tony Gregg. Remember he used to do those ads? Get the line on the line.
What was he selling?
The lino company?
Insurance.
Oh, the line.
Yeah, get the line on the line. Get the line on the line.
Oh, Corey Thompson. There's a couple of texts. Corey Thompson.
Of course.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, Luke DeVico as well for the Knights and the Raiders.
Boom. That's one of my favourite Rabs commentary. Yeah. Luke DeVico.
Luke DeVico.
He really gave it some.
The statue, isn't it? Wasn't he the statue? Luke DeVico? Plenty of those coming
Good
through.
Cafe in Newcastle.
Ben Cross Cup as well. Thank you, Bulldog Brad. Anyway, speaking about getting our own very line on the line, and it is our man Gibbo. Sharks taking on the Seagulls.
So this is at the Morton Daly Stadium up in Redcliffe, and I was thinking, who do I go here? There's Jono Wright or there's Matt Wright.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so it's going to have to be the right plate.
Yeah.
For the Sharkies, don't make a wrong.
No.
For the Sharkies, Will Chambers is back from, I think he was out of the bubble to take care of his baby, his new kid. So what happens here is Sean Johnson gone, Hammy for 4 weeks. So Connor Tracy's going to shift into the halves. So it will be Tracy, Trindle halves, and Will Chambers will be in the centres. For the Cronulla Sharks in the forward pack, Aiden Tolman's back from suspension, pushes Toby Ruida to the lock forward position, and Jack Williams back to the bench. Now, talking about props, who we want to score some tries. We want to see Jack Williams because he's right of reply for the try July
That's
last
right.
weekend for it.
They reckon it's a doozy as well.
It's the 1st of August, though, Gibbo.
Oh, sure.
It's try July, the whole round.
Oh, it's the round. Oh, beautiful.
So maybe
nice.
Brooksy, maybe we've got to try and get Jack Williams on and get him a try or two so we can see this Because their try celebrations, Cronulla, have been unbelievable.
We can get him over the line. We can single-handedly make it happen here.
Ring us, Jack.
Yep.
And this should be a good clash because the Seagulls are kind of in form. They've got some good players coming back too. Curtis Sirenen will make his return from injury. Josh Alawai, he is gone for attacking the legs of Alex Seifarth, one of the favourites here on the show. And Sean Kepi is out of the COVID bubble. Dylan Walker has been named on the 14. But he's got a head knock, so he probably won't play. So Carl Lawton also back for Manly.
Strong bench. Eagles strong bench.
Carl Lawton, I think, has been one of the most underrated players this year. He played hooker to start his career and then second row, and he's been killing it. So I hope this is a great game for the Battle of the Beaches.
Lachlan Croker has been unbelievable at nine as well. And this is a good nomination from Nathan. The Stixley Cup, the Knights and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Nathan.